Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I am a habit change coach and a holistic therapist, and I host this podcast show. We are all about habit change from the inside out. It is all an inside job. If you are feeling stuck about habits that don't serve you, or if you care about somebody else whose habit is creating problems for you or themselves, then this show is for you. What I've learned is there's a lot of beliefs out there about what creates change that just doesn't work so well for everybody today. What I know is that all problem habits have hidden layers, and that's where change is blocked. In this show, we work on making those hidden layers visible. And this can work for you no matter where you are in your process, no matter what you're working with. These practices and perspectives that we bring in Habits into Health are intended to help you stabilize the changes that you want to make and support you in entering your next steps. Okay, so we're in a series about the change process, and last time I encouraged you to practice non-judgment. A little bit easier to say than it is to do. I also suggested you could at least notice any judgments that come up without chasing them. And we're going to do some follow-up this week because practice makes progress. And I also think there's some perspectives that can help you along the way. But first, let's turn to our Habits into Health practice, because one thing I have learned in my 30 years of working with clients is that experience is just the best teacher. It's a better teacher than information. So while we offer some information here in the show, we're really more focused on helping you awaken to your own experience. These practices that we do here, they're not designed to fix you or to even make something better. They're actually designed to do something far more important, and that is help you develop the capacity to make your own adjustments. So then, over time, you can do this without thinking so hard. You can do this without needing to have a crutch. You can do this and feel empowered to do it on your own. How about we sit today? Now, you may already be sitting. You may be sitting on a bicycle. You may be sitting in your chair in your office or on the couch at home. You might be sitting in a car. Okay, that's all good. If you're not, just take a few minutes. We're just going to take a few minutes. Find a park bench. Find a seat somewhere. And as you're sitting here, notice your sits bones. Just notice the part of you that's actually making contact with the couch or the chair, the seat, whatever it might be. And what do you notice about this? Can you actually feel your bones? Let yourself go there. Do you feel any tightness or looseness in the muscles of your hips and your thighs? Try squeezing a little bit. Just squeeze your thighs, make everything tight, and then very slowly release. Just doing this can be a beginning. Notice what is. Tighten and squeeze, and then release. A practice can be just as simple as that. You might try, let's say, be attentive to your mouth right now. Then press your lips together. And then release. Undo the pressure. And notice how that changes you. Notice if it changes you. It may not in the beginning, but there's something about slowing things down that can lead to kindness. And that's one of the key things that we try to do here in Habits into Health. Okay. Now, what you've just done is just a small opportunity to practice something that we don't tend to do very much today, which is really to be attentive to how we're in ourselves. I learned this for myself, and I've been passing it on to clients for many years. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and I'm the host of this show, which is part of the Habits into Health programs. And you can go a little bit further if you're interested in getting more engaged in your change process. Then come on over to habitsintohealth.com and check out my free ebook. You'll see over on the right sidebar, there's a place where you can put your name and your email address, and I'll send it right to you. The title of it is, Do You Have a Habit, or Does Your Habit Have You? And it can guide you about 5 warning signs that you're stuck and some things that you can do about this. It's a good way to start. Once you've gotten the ebook, from time to time I'll send you my newsletter, keep in touch with you about different offerings that I'm having. You can also come over to iTunes and search for Habits into Health. If you do that, give us a review. We're looking for more reviews. Would appreciate your input. And then I'm going to be offering a free introductory teleseminar coming up very soon. And I'll be doing that on a pretty regular basis. We're going to talk about 3 mistakes that people often make when they're dealing with a habit, and 2 things that you can do to begin to undo that, and then 1 simple thing that can start you on a new side of your journey. And you can also practice the practical methods that I teach at workshops that I lead, and then private sessions, which can happen by phone or in person here in the San Francisco Bay Area. But if you're anywhere else, we work it out. Okay, so let's talk about our topic. We're in a series about the change process, and the practice of non-judgment came up. I really encourage you to practice non-judgment in whatever way that you can. And if that didn't work, you can do your best at not chasing your judgments about yourself, about your habit, or whether you're succeeding at saying goodbye to it. In this episode, we're going to do some follow-up because practice makes progress. And I also want to talk about non-judgment and judgment in a way that we don't usually think about it these days. We'll start with the opposite. I have said before that willpower is not the best way to go when you're trying to change things. And I know that this is counterintuitive, and it's actually even blasphemous. The whole frame of willpower is part of a predominant belief system that most of us were born into in today's world. And that's the belief that thinking something makes it happen. We're so steeped in it, we don't even notice. The idea is if you will something to happen, then it will happen. Well, if this is true, then it would also be true that willing something to go away makes it go away. So this is all part of the positive thinking frame that's really common in today's world, that all you have to do is think positive for positive things to happen. And even the belief that thinking positive will make you feel positive is part of this dominant belief system. Well, where does that leave us? Well, it's great when you hold a positive hope for something and it comes to pass. But what if you hold a positive hope and it doesn't come to pass? Does that mean you weren't positive enough? That is where a lot of us end up going, making that assumption. See how tricky this judgment stuff is? It's very slippery. Judgment is tied to finding blame and fault. It's the shadow side of this predominant belief system that positive results come from positive thoughts and willpower. Because what if you believe something, will something to happen, and it doesn't happen? What does that say about you? If you want something to go away and it doesn't go away, who's accountable for that? Well, the fallback ends up being you. You end up blaming yourself. And the culture tends to hold that you're responsible too. Responsibility being a little bit different from blame. But it only tends to deepen the judgment. And everybody else is going along. This is so pervasive that you may actually fall into a trap of self-criticism and judgment without realizing that you are blaming yourself for something that is quite possibly not about you at all. Let's take being overweight, for example. Well, it might be about overeating, but it might also be about genetics that influence hormone regulation and other factors. Depending on where you live, it might be about not having appropriate food so that you tend to eat weight-gaining foods. And yeah, You could say, well, everybody's responsible for their own lives. But it's not so simple. Everybody being totally responsible for their own lives is very much like, oh, just think positive and positive things will happen. I ran into this kind of crazy thinking with clients who were diagnosed with cancer and started blaming themselves, wondering what they had done wrong. When we know now that there's a lot of different things that cause cancer. So there's a window of truth that stands between extremist beliefs about positive thinking on the one hand and extremist beliefs about despairing negativity on the other. The way to find that is not through willpower, but through experiential power. Here's how it looks. Here's how it feels. Here's what it means doing. When you realize that you've fallen into the judgment trap, whether you're judging yourself or someone else, just notice where you feel this physically. Check out your geography. Begin to notice what's happening in your face, in your jaw and your throat. What happens in your shoulders and chest, down your arms and into your hands. Check out what's going on in your belly, in your hips or your thighs, down your legs, all the way down to your little toe. For instance, when someone offers you a compliment, does your chest tighten? Does your belly squeeze? Do you shrink down? Do you loosen? Do you laugh? Do you take a deep breath and say thank you? Begin to discover your roadmap. Not your mind map, your roadmap. When you're in judgment about something or someone, are you squeezing in your genitals? Do you tighten in your hips and thighs? Do you start feeling anxious and exhausted or drained, trying to hold it all together, trying so hard? Just where do you feel it the most? You don't have to make anything of it just yet. The first practice is noticing, being attentive to where it's happening. Shifting your attention from what you're thinking to where you're feeling isn't going to fix all of your problems, but it can help you rearrange your life from one in which you're so busy finding fault with yourself or others that you don't notice opportunity when it walks in front of you. And that's one of the benefits of thinking in a positive or hopeful way, that people who are lucky, studies show, tend to keep their attention open so they notice opportunity when it comes to them. Judgment softened becomes discernment. Discernment creates space for accepting that your mind, your thoughts, and your ego are way too limited to control the universe. Simplistic thoughts about positive things happening is really not reality. Discernment allows you to notice what is and not paint it as either too rosy or too dark. It gives you permission to notice that you've fallen into the trap of judgment, which is one sure way to keep that unhealthy habit that you came here for around. You want to keep it around to burden you even further? Well, stay in the trap of judgment. So, between now and our next visit, continue to practice non-judgment, or noticing judgment without trying to stop it, or noticing non-judgment when you recognize it. And just notice where in your physical self you experience it. And this is why we say here in Habits Into Health, let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. You're really welcome to send me messages by email or on the comments section of the website, that's habitsintohealth.com. Just let me know if you want your messages to be kept private, because I monitor all messages to keep the spam down. So I don't post anything if you make a comment and you ask me to keep it private. But at least you'll be sharing it with me and knowing that someone else sees and hears. It's time to sign off for now. If you have a habit that is creating problems for you, or if someone you know has a problem habit, then come on over to habitsintohealth.com. Request my free ebook. Do you have a habit, or does your habit have you? I'm really excited about this book. It can help you clarify the issues that you're dealing with. And you'll find other podcasts, articles, and resources on the website. I always like to end by saying, remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You have been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling out of control over unhealthy habits, to stop wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of your habits rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.